3. Thus seethed unceasing the son of Healfdene, with the woe of these days. Not wisest men assuaged his sorrow, too sore the anguish, loathly and long, that lay on his folk, most baneful of burdens and bales of the night. This heard in his home Hugelac's thane, great among Geats of Grendel's doings. He was the mightiest man of valour in that same day of this our life, stalwart and stately, a stout wave-walker. He bade make ready. "Yon battle-king," said he, "far o'er the swan road he fain would seek, the noble monarch who needed men." The prince's journey by prudent folk was little blamed, though they loved him dear. They whetted the hero and hailed good omens. And now the bold one from bands of Geats, comrades chose, the keenest of warriors e'er he could find. With 14 men the seaward he sought, and sailor proved, led them on to the land's confines. Time had now flown. Afloat was the ship, boat under bluff. On board they climbed, warriors ready. Waves were churning, sea with sand. The sailors bore on the breast of the bark their bright array, their mail and weapons. The men pushed off, on its willing way, the well-braced craft. Then moved o'er the waters by might of the wind, that bark like a bird with breast of foam, till in season due, on the second day, the curved prow such course had run that sailors now could see the land, sea cliffs shining, steep high hills, headlands broad. Their haven was found, their journey ended. Up then quickly the Weders clansmen climbed ashore, anchored their sea wood, with armour clashing and gear of battle. God they thanked, or passing in peace o'er the paths of the sea. Now saw from the cliff a Scylding clansman, a warden that watched the waterside, how they bore o'er the gangway glittering shields, war gear in readiness. Wonder seized him to know what manner of men they were. Straight to the strand his steed he rode, Hrothgar's henchman,